how do we defend against hopelessness in that scenario? I mean, how do you, putting all the work that you put in to trying to explain to people how reality works, and then this happens, how do you keep going? How does somebody like me, the layperson, the non-professional, have a discussion with somebody and not get just completely discouraged and give up? Because that's not going to achieve anything that we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, it's a real problem, except when you realize that what you have is this moment. Right? I mean, it's not a problem for you in this moment. This moment that's illuminated by your conscious life, where you're seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and you're here, and you have, we're in conversation, this has a kind of completeness and a unity to it, and it's something that you can keep recognizing as the actual character of your life. It's just here, and the rest is something you're thinking about. The rest is a story you're telling yourself about what just happened or what's likely to happen in the future. And that's why, for me, that's why meditation is such it's an unavoidable part of this answer to how do you live well in the world. And again, meditation isn't necessarily crossing your legs and doing anything esoteric. It's actually just developing the ability to recognize what's actually going on in each moment. What are you actually feeling? What are you actually intending? What do you notice? You're noticing things every moment of the day through no free will of your own. You're hearing things, you're seeing things, the next thought arises, and you can either be lost in thought while going down the stream of consciousness, or you can actually just recognize that consciousness has a certain character in this moment, and thoughts arise. And so it's getting out of the story you're telling yourself about the future or the past. And it's an ability that has to be trained, but it really is, it is the answer to this, because the answer to why it is we don't feel better most of the time is we're not feeling better. It's like it's possible to actually make contact with your life in a way that is intrinsically rewarding. I mean, to actually just be at peace, if only for a moment. But again, that answers this problem. At least for me, it answers this problem of meaninglessness and what's it all about, and we're all going to die. What's the point, right? The point is this: there's beauty and profundity in this moment always, and it's not even contingent upon experience changing. It's not contingent upon suddenly feeling better. It's not even contingent upon the pain that was worrying you a moment ago disappearing. It's contingent upon your willingness to just drop the story for a moment and just be.